This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Starting to show its face out there. A full moon last night, by the way.
It was
crazy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did I get wild?
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It rained a little bit last night, too.
A little. It rained all damn day.
All day, but I mean at night it rained a little bit. Yeah,
that's always nice to go to sleep, too. Fesco, Dusty Mac with you. What's this game, Buffalo? Outside of left tackle, what's Bob Fesco looking at?
Another win.
Okay.
Another win for the Chiefs. No, I think this is going
to
obviously
be there. Thank God you had something to say. I was like, is he serious? Because I don't know.
No.
Serious? I don't know. Seriously,
yeah,
are.
Yeah. I don't know. Not seriously. That guy was clearly fake. But I don't. I mean, I know people hate us. I don't get worried anymore with the Chiefs. The only thing is, if they go out there and they play the game that they're capable of playing, they're going to beat everybody in their way. And again, I sound very arrogant, you know, by saying that. And I'm sure there are people losing sleep, but it's a regular season game. It's not the postseason.
If you can back it up, buddy.
I know, and they do, and they back it up every time. Like every time you think, oh boy, they're going to get exposed, they don't get exposed. And so I don't really worry about anything. Yeah, left tackle obviously is a concern, and it should be a concern for all of us. And I think it is a concern, you know, inside the organization. I think they're looking around trying to potentially make a move and see what they can do. And a lot will be, I think, determined based on what happens this week, whether or not you go out to get somebody that's kind of sitting on their couch and doing their thing. But, you know, I'd like to see, you know, the passing game kind of click a little bit. Xavier Worthy, I'm ready for him to get back kind of into the fold. I thought he would last week, and they tried to get Xavier Worthy back into the fold because I think they're going to need Xavier Worthy down the stretch with that speed. So he's a guy that I'm kind of concerned with right now, losing a little bit of confidence because his last two games have been weak. I mean, they really have. Like, he didn't know where the sideline was in either game. And so I think Xavier Worthy for me is kind of the guy that I'm looking at like, come on, man, let's go. Let's get started a little bit, you know?
you kind of need him to arrive.
Yeah, like he arrived in week one, right?
Do you think it's more so the chemistry's not there, or do you think it's more so rookie play?
I think it's rookie play in the NFL. I do.
I had him a couple times and hit him. So yeah. That kind of lets me believe that they're just not on the same. I mean, I don't. I could go back if I really wanted to and watch the old games with him and Tyreek Hill. I don't know how long it took to click, but again, like he was thrown to Tyreek Hill in practice for a year without even starting. Yeah. So they had a full year to. And I know ones don't. We can get real, real critical here, but like, come on, like he was throwing him. But I mean, the thing is like, I wonder about that. Cause I mean, I think you're right about Xavier Worthy. I think it is time. Like we're at week 10 in the NFL.
You're no longer a rookie at this point.
You're on the platform of like, this team is about greatness. If you want to stick around and hang around on this team, you got to like start performing like you're one of these players. And I think that he's going to, I think the speed is too great. It's all worldly for Worthy with that 4.2 speed. And I think that we've seen flashes of it in that LA game. I mean, he caught that beautiful pass right in the bucket.
Right.
And like you said, the last 2 weeks, like, I mean, I think last week Mahomes had him. He just didn't put it there.
Right.
Now, again, some people would say, well, he's a little, you know, dainty on the ankle. There's a little bit of left tackle worrisome. So he's not as, you know, which I think is a little bit on Mahomes and a little bit unworthy. But eventually that will click and it'll be like butter, like bread and butter.
But I don't need the deep ball, dude. Like, I just give me the slants over the middle, you know, like Rashee Rice was doing.
Like, see, I like him going over the middle because it takes one pop and then all of a sudden it's
but
like,
are you allowed to really hit anybody over the middle anymore? You
know, Chris Olave.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. But how many flags flew out after that? I see
the most I've ever seen.
Yeah,
And that's the Saints' number one guy. And I don't want to see Xavier Worthy. I want to see Xavier Worthy do those, you know, hell, third and five outside, boom, make it out.
Quick plays. Like, I don't need the 40-yard pass for Xavier Worthy. Mm. I just need to kind of work him back into the offense and get his kind of confidence up because I think they are going to need him, you know, as we get closer and closer towards the end of the season. Yeah, you know, Hopkins has been a nice addition.
Off. He gets him honest.
Yeah, he does.
You see one out there, you're like, okay, he could go.
He could go deep.
And then you've got DeAndre underneath or, you know, Travis Kelce underneath or whoever may be up. Is there go ahead.
So I was just going to say, there's just a little, I mean, it's not, I'm not losing sleep
but
over Xavier Worthy.
What a great thing to have to worry about.
Exactly. I mean, we're living in the penthouse right now. Right. The carpet needs to be vacuumed or something.
Can we focus on the carpets?
Yeah.
Mac, is there something that you were worried about in this game outside of left tackle?
Yeah, kind of in the same vein as Bob, but more so towards the running game. Last week was the first time the Chiefs offense had the running game stifled, and that's been the straw that stirred this drink offensively. Mm-hmm. So if the Bills decide to stack the box like the Broncos did and sell out to the run and the Chiefs don't have the horses outside right now to make the passing game, really something that's threatening. That's something that worries me. I think Juju helps that quite a bit this week.
I like him coming back.
Yes.
I think that's a good addition back into this offense. Take a little pressure off of Worthy a little bit. You know, he doesn't have to be the guy now. Now he's behind Kelce. He's behind DeAndre Hopkins. And now he's kind of behind Juju Smith-Schuster as well.
Yep.
So you can kind of be that fourth guy. But I just want to see some confidence developed in him this week.
Yeah, I think that's a massive addition when you look at, obviously, we're not going to see Juju have the 7 for 130 because he doesn't need to do that, but he does take pressure off DeAndre Hopkins, takes pressure off of Travis Kelce. And then all of a sudden, when you forget about the other three, then there's your wish come true where it's like, oh, shoot, he's already in the backfield. Mm-hmm. Like, he's deep.
Yep.
I'm focused on the linebackers this week. Obviously, my man crush and love for Josh Allen is there, but it's because of the linebackers that I'll be watching because of Josh Allen. Like I mentioned earlier, watch the game. When it's 3rd and 2, 3rd and 3, 17. It's going to be an RPO. Mm-hmm. He's going to run it more than he's going to throw it. And with Nick Bolton, Drew Tranquil, and Leo Chenault coming off the biggest game of his life, and he's arrived, man. Like, now you're going to be the, like,
can Chenault make a bigger play?
No. Yes.
He blocked the Super Bowl extra point.
The only play that would be bigger is one of two options. Strip sack, fumble return for a touchdown to win the game against Buffalo, pick six against Buffalo and Josh Allen, and he like stiff arms Josh Allen on the way to the end zone. That'd be the bigger play. I mean, other than a blocked field goal with 1 second left.
Which is harder to do, a strip sack return for a touchdown or blocking a kick? I think blocking a kick may be one of the most difficult things to do in the NFL, right?
Well, you know, you prepare for it and practice for it, so it's actually not that hard.
Right, yeah. No, God, it's hard. You can prepare and practice for all you want. You got to go out there and do it. And he did it.
Like, but, I mean, you're going to see this Sunday at 3:25 on CBS, they're going to do a focus player on Leo Chenault.
Oh, of course they
Nick
are.
Bolton's going to have a big game. Drew Tranquil is going to have to close the outside, and Leo's just going to have to play like a nut that he is. And that's not a bad thing. It's just, that's what his sort of play is. Like, he likes to enforce pain and he likes to be that hard hitting guy. This is your dream matchup. This is the game where these linebackers have to be that guy. Cause if they get past the second level with Josh Allen, it opens up so much. It puts your safeties on their heels. And I don't need Justin Reed to play up too much because they can sneak behind you as well. Now we know that they're going to be without Coleman, which
Coleman's done for the game. Yep. Yeah.
Kincaid did not practice yesterday. Right. We'll see him probably progress throughout the week to where he'll be a limited participant Friday. Friday is obviously, you know this already, the big day for practice. But, man, those linebackers this week have a really big game to shine, and I'll be watching them, and I kind of worry about them. Not in a necessarily a bad way, but I worry to see if they're going to be able to live up to the notion that is, here comes big 6'6", 6'5", Josh Allen. You know what he's going to do. He doesn't have a lot of targets. He's going to run the ball and try to keep the ball in their possession because turnovers are going to be the key to this game. If Mahomes has one of those dummy-o interceptions, it's going to sting. If Allen gets hit or throws a pick, it's going to sting Buffalo. And you know whoever has time of possession longer is going
to
win this game.
Well, it's also up to Nick Bolton, too. This needs to be a big game for Nick Bolton. Like, we're starting to get to that point of the season where it's contract time for Nick Bolton, right?
Yeah.
You're going to pay him to stay here. You're going to pay him to go somewhere else. If he goes out neutral, because I think he's the spy, I would imagine he's the spy kind of on Josh Allen this week. Like, if he goes out there and Josh Allen doesn't do anything with his legs, mm-hmm. then you're looking at Nick Bolton. You're going, okay, we got ourselves a find here. Let's sign this contract now with Nick Bolton. So I think he's playing for a contract. I think Nick Bolton needs to have big games and big moments, and this is the biggest regular season moment you can have. Go out there, dominate Josh Allen.
Yeah. Somebody says most important player, Drew Tranquil. Big game for the linebackers, man. Big game. DeAndre Hopkins, you could have a big game too, but I'm not worried about that necessarily because I know DeAndre Hopkins is just a vet. But be interesting. Coming up on the other side, we get to our guy, Ben Maller. Get to hear what his reaction was to Arrowhead and what it was like going with one Bob Fesco to one of the, if not the greatest regular season games in Arrowhead of all time. I know there's been a lot of good ones, but still, recency bias. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. You are listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back into 96.5 The Fan. We'll get with Ben Maller here in just a minute. I want to remind you also today we'll have Nate Taylor coming up in about an hour. And we'll dive more and more and more and more and more into this Chiefs-Bills matchup. As Friday it gets electric. That's when I get there, if you know what I mean. Today, kind of maintain low tones, you know, kind of get through the day, kind of get through it, and then have our nice show dinner tonight, maybe our last dinner.
Maybe, after Mac dropping the F-bomb, but whatever.
And Dusty to blame, too. Dusty's in that ballpark, too. We'll talk clock management tonight.
No, we're not talking anything show-related tonight. No, we're going for the BMA Foundation to Jasper's and to, you know, celebrate our friend Jerry Anselmo, who's got his new book coming out.
Ooh, nice.
You get the autographed copy tonight from 5 to 8 at Jasper's. We'll be there for dinner. The lobster cappuccino will be had by all.
I'm just still confused. Lobster and cappuccino.
Just be confused going in.
So, like, when I think cappuccino, yes, but there's lobster in it? Like, that's where my head is.
No,
I'm not intelligent.
You'll just wait for the experience. It is.
Because Mac was like, is it okay if I order a Moscato? And I said, well, you'll be called Momo.
Momo gets Moscato. Yeah, absolutely. It is time to talk to our guy, Ben Maller, who was here last weekend in Kansas City. And Ben, how was your first experience at Arrowhead Stadium? That was all brought to you by the Landing in Liberty.
Yeah, so I don't want to, it's great to be on with you guys. I do not want to embellish this. I don't want to go over the top. So on a scale of 1 to 10, the Maller scale of 1 to 10, it was about a 700. On the Maller scale, from the whole thing, I had the full like VIP package. Bob, I want to give you all the kudos there. I don't think people who listen realize you're like a made man. You're like the boss of Kansas City. I feel like I was hanging out. You're really the mayor of that town, and it was awesome because I am a night person, as you know. I do the overnight show. For me to get up as early as I got up, it has to be for a big event. And we got up. I saw the sunrise with you in that bus on our way to Arrowhead. And there was a line of cars out in front. It was just, I've never been in a tailgating. I've been tailgating a few times, nothing like that. You guys just do it different in Kansas City. And it was amazing. And how can you have a bad day when at 8 in the morning, you're drinking alcohol and eating barbecue, chili, and burnt ends from the smokehouse? How exactly are you having a bad day, right? I mean, that was like the perfect weekend. We had the Maller Chicken Fingers on Saturday. They had a great turnout. People came from all over and hung out with us. And then on Sunday, the Chiefs game. And I haven't even gotten to the ending of the game, which was like that was like the crescendo. That was the cherry on top of the sundae. It was just a perfect day. And the cool thing is, you only get a few of those in life. You don't get that many perfect days. and perfect weekends. But that was really a perfect weekend. And I want to thank everyone that came out. And it was great hanging out with you. It was great meeting Dusty for the first time, too, face-to-face. We've talked down the line, but it was just awesome. I had a wonderful time, and hopefully we'll do it again sometime, but it was great.
And the game couldn't have been any better. I mean, I've never experienced anything like that with a game ending on a blocked field goal.
Yeah, and I want you to know, you listening, I was standing behind Bob, right? So Bob's in front of me, and I told you this off the air, Bob. It was like a religious experience, like you, because everyone just assumed the Broncos were obviously going to make the kick, right? I mean, that's a 99% made field goal from that distance. And your reaction, and everyone in the stadium, I was focused on you because you were in front of me, and it was just great to see that. And I was looking at like Sean Payton and some of the Bronco guys because we were kind of on that side of Arrowhead, and it was wild. It was just bananas to have that happen. And I remember we talk every week, guys, and we're like, well, there's going to be a game the Chiefs don't play that well, and they're probably going to lose. And that was the game. Like, that was the game. They didn't play particularly great. They missed some opportunities on offense there. It was a close game. They should have lost the game. They won it. So now you've checked that box where you're like, well, that's a game they probably would have lost, but they found a way to win. And now we've got is this the regular season Super Bowl this weekend? Is that what they're calling it, the regular season Super Bowl in Buffalo? Yeah?
Pretty much, yeah. It's that way every year, even though Buffalo never seems to win when it really matters. But interesting take here, Ben, because it makes this sound biased in Kansas City, but I'm interested to know what you think about this, because I get it that Pittsburgh's getting a lot of hype right now, and they're like a really hot team, and they're actually pretty good. They're still left on the Kansas City Chiefs schedule. Per Ben Maller, if the Chiefs beat Buffalo this Sunday at 3:25 with the only game that is airing on CBS in the entire country, according to Bob Fesco, do the Chiefs go undefeated?
The only bump after this would be Week 18, and that comes down to, does Andy Reid put the pedal to the metal, right? I don't see an obvious loss other than this. Like, this is obviously, I mean, everyone's saying the same thing, right? Which means we're probably all wrong. But just looking at the schedule, let's say you're perfect, you're 16-0 going into your 17th game in Week 18. Would Andy Reid go for it? Would he play his guys? I think he would, but you guys know better than me. I think he would put his guys out there, knowing the history that would have. To get that 17th win against the Broncos in week 18, and then go into the playoffs undefeated, and the chance to do something the Patriots couldn't do because of all the comparisons. I think they would go for it. But if they don't, then obviously you could lose. If you have to play Carson Wentz against the Broncos, that's probably going to be a tough spot playing backup guys. So that would be the other one that's tough. And the Chargers, they got a good defense, so, you know, strange things can happen, but this is the obvious game, the Buffalo game. You get by that. I say they do run the table the rest of the way.
Well, and you look at it, Ben Maller, too. The Chiefs are an underdog. Patrick Mahomes is 11-3 as an underdog in his NFL career. I mean, if there's anybody you're going to bet on to be an underdog, I feel like all the money's going to be on Kansas City this weekend.
Yeah, it would appear that way. I haven't looked at the numbers yet. I mean, we'll do the TV show this weekend, and I'll look at some of that stuff, but Mahomes as an underdog has been great. The Chiefs, you feel like that was like half a loss last week. I'm imagining Andy Reid was like, you guys didn't play well. You should have lost the game, and, you know, and doing that whole thing, motivationally speaking. And plus, the other thing is I like to say when you do the gambling stuff is like, if you are looking ahead, you don't play well, you better win the game you're looking ahead to. Like, the Chiefs, if they were caught looking ahead to Buffalo, well, okay, that's it. And go out there and beat the Bills. And make a statement. I know that the Chiefs defense will be there. I know the special teams will be there. Like, who knows? I mean, the offense, they look great against Tampa Bay. And then the game I was able to attend with you guys, they didn't look so good. So, I mean, who knows what's going to happen on Sunday. That's why we watched the game. But I'm taking the Chiefs in the game for whatever that's worth. Maybe you all brainwashed me when I was in Kansas City. But I am taking the Chiefs.
When you look at the rest of the NFL and you get into the playoffs, have we lost? Maybe we, and I'm saying we, you know,
yeah.
I don't know if it's everybody, but have we lost a little bit of juice for the Ravens? And if so, is it really just Kansas City, Buffalo and then maybe Baltimore, or is it still Baltimore should still be respected with this division?
Yeah, so first of all, I would say Baltimore's still in that mix, although they have some terrible losses. They lost to the Browns, and they lost to the Raiders. Like, that's just, like, you should show up and win those games no matter what. But they've had their two bad losses. But I don't take them seriously because of Lamar and the playoffs, the kryptonite, and the Ravens' defense. Their pass defense has been one of the worst in the NFL. It was the worst as of a couple weeks ago in the NFL. But I would argue that the pundit community, which I'm part of, but I'm an outsider. I'm like on the edges, the outskirts of the pundit community. They still have Baltimore there because of Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. Lamar's right in that MVP race, which also you think about the MVP race. You got Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and you say Mahomes has no chance. But if the Chiefs go undefeated, he can work his way back into that despite all the interceptions. So that's wide open. But to answer your question, Dusty, I would say it is. Those are the big three. It's all lopsided in the AFC. And then in the NFC, it's like Detroit and nobody else. Like, there's nobody else really in the NFC other than the Lions that people take seriously. So you'd much rather be in the NFC than the AFC. But that said, you know, the Chiefs, if they win this game Sunday, they're likely going to have home field in the playoffs. They have the bye week. So they're still in really good position.
What about the game with Pittsburgh, though, and Baltimore this weekend? How is that going to go towards determining what everybody's talking about Monday? If Pittsburgh wins, are they the second best team in the AFC? If Baltimore wins, have they arrived back? Like, how are we looking at the outcome of that game on Sunday at noon?
Yeah, so if Baltimore wins, it's like, well, this is Lamar's gotten over the hump. You know, that's the one team in the division that Lamar's had problems with. He's got more interceptions than touchdowns against the Steelers. He's got a losing record against Pittsburgh head to head. So Tomlin has had his number. Whatever kind of nonsense Tomlin throws out defensively, he's able to confuse Lamar Jackson. So if Baltimore wins, it's like that's a big relief for Lamar. And then if Pittsburgh wins, it's like, well, same old Ravens. They can't win against a better team. And then the other thing is like Russell Wilson. How many good games does he have before we finally say, wait a minute here, he's actually. He's found the pixie dust, and he's back to being the guy that he was in Seattle. I'm not quite there yet. That pass he threw last week against Washington was amazing, that pass that he dropped. And he also able to call the play at the line to get those guys to jump off sides, which was awesome. It was a great play by Russell Wilson. So, yeah, those are the two games. Like, that's pretty much it. Those are the two to watch. But obviously, you guys, it's all about the Chiefs, and it's all about the Bills.
So, funny story over the weekend, Jerry Jones says the windows are a home field advantage. I don't know if I was in the garage too long with the extracurricular activities or if maybe I didn't hear something correctly because of how loud Arrowhead was over the weekend, but probably one of the dumbest things I've ever heard anybody say.
Yeah, well, I think the whole story is ridiculous, but I give Jerry credit because Jerry is the maestro. Rather than us talk about the fact the Cowboys lost a home game by 28 points to a division rival, the only thing people are talking about is the sun. So I asked the question, all right, the last 2 years the Cowboys played 17 games at home. They were 16-1. So is the sun now a problem? And it wasn't. The whole thing like gets me. I'm like trying to figure this all out. And the other thing that I read, the conspiracy theorists. I don't know if you saw this, Dusty and Bob, claim the reason the stadium was built the way it was is because Jerry Jones could not get the city of Arlington to get rid of a retirement community, and he didn't want the stadium to be facing that so people could see the retirement community from the stadium. And so it's just bizarre world. The whole thing is craziness.
Who do you like tonight? We got the Eagles versus the Washington football team.
So I like Washington plus the points. Short week. This is a real test. Jaden Daniels, you know, didn't play that great last week. It's a short week, first short week. Philadelphia's been playing amazing. But divisional game, I'm going to take Washington and the points.
Ben, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the regular season Super Bowl on Sunday afternoon, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
Adios. That's Ben Maller, brought to you by The Landing in Liberty. And, the John Gruden's coming back news here in a second. Yep. But the whole senior citizen home thing.
Crazy.
I love stuff like this. Yeah. It's just so great. Where would you have put all those old people if you were to relocate their senior citizen home for a stadium, right?
Mm.
Yeah, and probably another senior citizen building that's just...
Does Jerry build a brand new spanking facility for the seniors, you know, that comes with, you know, all the bells and whistles? Or does he just say, sorry, I'm eminent domaining you and you're out?
Yes, you know the answer to that question.
Yeah, of course, you're eminent domaining. And like, I don't know, I'm glad he didn't do it, but...
Do you pay rent at a senior
you
citizen?
You do, y'all get... Yeah. It's very expensive,
I think.
You think
anybody's not paid their rent and they've gone in the room and they're just no longer alive?
Yeah, I'm sure a lot. Yeah, I'm sure that's happened a ton, right?
Catherine, you're late on your rent again.
Knock at the door. Dead.
She's,
how long has she been in here?
She's on the floor.
Tapioca's adding up outside. Speaking of senior citizens, my mom's birthday is today. 74 years young. So I just want to wish my mom a happy birthday. Love you. I hope you enjoy your birthday. And, you know, 74 years, man.
Do you still buy people gifts for birthdays at that age?
I don't know.
As you were telling me yesterday, all you want is socks and toothbrush heads.
Yeah, that's it. Like the old me toothbrush head for the electric toothbrush and a pair of socks.
I legitimately asked my family for a Costco card.
That's a good gift.
I was like, all I want for Christmas is a Costco membership. My stepdad's like, we can do that.
Christmas is a Costco card. I think my mother would be very happy with a Costco gift card for her.
Hell yeah. I was like, 1 year free of payment.
My parents are 75 and 74, yet they go to Costco every day and buy 5 pounds of broccoli. For what reason? I don't know.
That's not true.
It's 100% of how big that bag is. Every day. Well, we went to Costco again.
It's a gassy house.
What are you doing? Well, we needed broccoli. You bought that yesterday. Well, we needed more. For what?
Broccoli.
What did you need all this broccoli for? Well, we like it.
I just feel like every time I hear stories of your parents, I think of the parents from Christmas Vacation. The blessing.
There's so many different parents. So it's Seinfeld's parents. It's Everybody Loves Raymond's parents. Yeah. It's, you know, the list goes on and on. But no, they're there every day at the college. Because what do you do when you're 74 and 75 years old? Well, let's get in the car and get gas. We just got it yesterday. Well, we can go get it again.
Yeah.
My mother also turned orange from eating too many carrots at one point.
My sister did that when she was a baby.
They call it keratosis, and I'm not kidding. Like, she ate too many carrots because she was trying to lose weight and turned orange. What do you have here? Like, what's going on? Why are you orange?
Google search, please.
I ate a lot of these carrots, those baby carrots, you know?
This is
Google search it.
100%. My mother's turned orange from eating carrots.
If Bob is right about, and he was, about kicking a volleyball, and he's right about the terminology of keratosis.
Keratosis makes your skin turn orange when you eat too many carrots, because it's got that orange dye in it. And my mother was eating Costco-sized bags of carrots every night.
There's just no way.
It's going to help me lose weight.
No, there was a couple of, I guess, minor breaking news announcements. One is the NFL Combine will continue to be in Indianapolis.
Does anybody care but Indianapolis about that?
Binkley.
Okay.
Binkley's
fair,
like,
point.
Yeah, I'll tell you something here, Bob. the turf there, it gets some true numbers.
Okay.
Speaking of the Binkley voice that is very familiar with the other voice, let me tell you about this guy, man. Let me tell you about this guy. John Gruden signed a deal with Barstool Sports.
So that's interesting. Now, right. I'm sure he can get out because there's a lot of talk that the Jets may be hiring him as their head coach. And well, a lot of want, I should say.
That's interesting
for the
with
Jets,
a Boston
right?
fanboy-ish.
But it's interesting that he signed a multi-year deal. If the rumors are true, like, the NFL is the biggest forgiving league in the world, right? I mean, we talked about it last week. We've had a lot of guys do a lot of bad things in the NFL.
Yeah, one's running for the Chiefs right now.
Exactly. Yeah. Leonard Little killed somebody, right? Mm. So you've got this situation where you've given everybody second and third chances in the NFL. Is John Gruden not allowed to get a second or third chance in the NFL?
I mean, what he did was extremely terrible, but again, I don't run the NFL, so like it doesn't matter what I think.
Right.
And, I'm like you. I start giving a rip about what people think. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, am I saying that I'm advocating for John Gruden to get a second chance? Absolutely not.
I'm not either, but I think he will.
But it's going to happen.
Now, he talked a lot of smack on Roger Goodell, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Does Goodell say, hey, come on back in after you called me a heel, basically, for, you know, all these. So I don't know what the situation is, but you got to think with all of these jobs that are going to pop open, John Gruden's a proven coach in this league.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've seen coordinators come and go and fail and do all this kind of stuff. Like, if I'm running a team, yeah, I'm probably going to call John Gruden and see what the situation is. You owe it to yourself.
Yeah, I mean, like, look. I think there's only been one person that didn't get a second chance in the NFL, and that's probably Kaepernick, just because of, like, whatever happened with him. Like, he's always like, I'm here, I'm ready to play. It's like, no, dude, like, we're done. Right. Like, your whole thing.
But that he impacted the pocketbooks of NFL owners.
And
when you do that,
that's
a different ballgame.
That's the only situation I can think of.
Ray Rice did never got a second chance.
Yeah.
Right. But other than that, everybody's gotten a second chance.
Didn't Joe Mixon hit a girl in, like, a McDonald's restaurant?
Oh, yeah,
like,
you saw the video in college. Yeah, he got a second chance.
He's now been playing for, what, almost 10 years?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, look, the Jets are the Jets, right? They don't care. They'll go out and do whatever they can to win. I mean, they got their guy at quarterback, which we have a topic about that. By the way, later on today, we are burying Aaron Rodgers. We'll get to that a little bit later on. Or is that right now?
Yeah, we can do it right now, actually, yeah. Got a couple minutes here. Let's do it now.
Okay. Because coming up in a little bit is smash or pass, and we'll get into this a little bit. But I texted Bob last night and said, Aaron Rodgers is no longer newsworthy. It's no longer worthy to talk. Because he gives me advice. He's like, you shouldn't watch the news. You shouldn't, you know, take everything to heart on the text line. You got to stay off Twitter more often. And I take what Bob says to me with more than just a grain of salt. I take it with a big grain of salt. And I was like, you know what? I've been watching some news outlets and I've been watching some sports shows and they're not really talking about the Jets anymore. And I was like, that's probably because they suck and Aaron Rodgers isn't good. And then Colin Cowherd was talking to J-Mac and he's like, what are you doing talking about Aaron Rodgers? He's like, Aaron Rodgers is no longer relevant in the NFL. I'm like, he's actually really, really true and right about this because why are we talking about Aaron Rodgers? And right. I said to you, I said, tomorrow we bury him. And you came up with an idea.
Yeah, and because I was actually thinking about it as I was picking up the kids. And I was like, this Aaron Rodgers thing is done. You know, like it's over. They're 3-7. I'm tired of people talking about.
Are you okay with that?
Oh, I'm fine.
Because I know you love to poo-poo on Aaron Rodgers, which is your bit. It's fine.
It's fine. Right? I think he's a douche. But anyway, I was kind of the same way with you yesterday. Mm-hmm. And so I was sitting there with the kids thinking about it. I'm like, yeah, this thing is over. They're 3-7, you know, and we're still trying to make a case for why the Jets could be. You've won 3 games. It's mid-November, for God's sakes. You're not going to the playoffs. And so I came up with a deal. Other than Aaron Rodgers dying or retiring, we can no longer mention him on this show. And if somebody does bring him up, we put $20 into the kitty and then the three of us go drinking at the end of the month.
That's expensive. Left, right? Now, again, we will bring it up again because we will revamp this to remind you in the 9 o'clock hour. That does not count.
Right, does not count. You guys on the text line need to call us out if we do it.
But if, like, you know, Bob does his bottom feeders on Tuesday next week or Wednesday next week, and he's like, the Jets and Aaron Rodgers, boom,
$20.
Okay.
And you can't, you can't be a Richard Mack and be like, yeah, that quarterback, what's his name for the Jets? And I'm like, Aaron Rodgers, boom, $20.
No, that doesn't count.
Because that goes out of your pocket.
That's out of your pocket if you try to set somebody up. I'll kick that
volleyball all the way the hell out of here.
Give you keratosis if you keep
it's
it
not
up.
Not a thing, is it?
So it's not called keratosis, but it's called keratominium.
Okay.
So he's pretty close. He's it's right.
Keratominium.
Your skin can turn orange.
Oh, it's wild. So, yeah, Aaron Rodgers is no longer relevant on this show. You will no longer hear, because I see text, and I brought this up because I think it was yesterday.
But isn't relevant anymore. If his name was Roger Aronson, would we be talking about this guy? No, you're 3-7 football team.
And the reason I brought it up, because, like, Alex was giving Drew a lot of trouble about Cincinnati when they lost to the Chiefs. He's like, why are we talking about a 4-win team anymore? We're not, and I looked at it, I was like, why are we talking about Aaron Rodgers? The guy hasn't played any sort of good football in I can't remember when. The New England game, I guess. And they've won 3 games. I'm like, the Jets are irrelevant. Rodgers are irrelevant. Davante Adams is hurt again.
Hurt again, man.
So, I mean,
he changed the season around for them.
Oh,
that was a good
he?
Addition.
So I think it's dead and gone. Good riddance. You could play the Green Day song if you wanted to, or At the End of the Road by Boys to Men, however you want to do it. We no longer speak his name. He is Baltimore.
Yeah,
we no longer speak his name.
No,
and if you do,
speak his name.
You're fined.
And it's the interesting thing about it is, Dusty, I think, like, this was the week where a lot of, because I didn't see much from his McAfee interview make waves this week. Mm-hmm. I didn't see his press conference or anything like that. I did not see a lot from him this week. I think he finally became that dude, and I've used this analogy before. Mm-hmm. Maybe you were that guy or Mac was that guy. I definitely wasn't that guy because I moved away. But like that 18, 19, 20-year-old dude that's still hanging out in the high school parking lot buying cigarettes for the freshmen, that's Aaron Rodgers. Like, you're still hanging out and doing these things, and nobody really wants you around anymore. Mm-hmm. Go find your own life. Get the hell out of the high school parking lot and stop buying Salems for the kids. Mm.
Salem menthols. A little green box. After a few, it really hits the throat.
No.
Coming up on the other side, we get to our smash or pass. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, you are listening to 96.5 The Fan, and it is your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back into 96.5 The Fan. We'll get with Ben Maller here in just a minute. I want to remind you also today we'll have Nate Taylor coming up in about an hour. And we'll dive more and more and more and more and more into this Chiefs-Bills matchup. It's Friday. It gets electric. That's when I get there. if you know what I mean. Today, kind of maintain low tones, you know, kind of get through the day, kind of get through it, and then have our nice show dinner tonight, maybe our last dinner.
Maybe after Mac dropping the F-bomb, but whatever.
And Dusty to blame, too. Dusty's in that ballpark, too.
But no.
We'll talk clock management tonight.
No, we're not talking anything show-related tonight. Now, we're going for the BMA Foundation to Jasper's and to, you know, celebrate our friend Jerry Anselmo, who's got his new book coming out.
Ooh, nice.
So, yeah, you get the autographed copy tonight from 5 to 8 at Jasper's. We'll be there for dinner. The lobster cappuccino will be had by all.
I'm just still confused. Lobster and cappuccino.
Just be confused going in.
So, like, it's like when I think cappuccino, yes, but there's lobster in it? Like, that's where my head is.
No, I'm not intelligent. You'll just wait for the experience. It is.
Because Mac was like, is it okay if I order a Moscato? And I said, well, he'll be called Momo.
Momo gets Moscato. Yeah, absolutely. It is time to talk to our guy, Ben Maller, who was here last weekend in Kansas City. And Ben, how was your first experience at Arrowhead Stadium? That was all brought to you by The Landing and Liberty.
Yeah, so I don't want to, it's great to be on with you guys. I do not want to embellish this. I don't want to go over the top. So on a scale of 1 to 10, the Maller scale of 1 to 10, it was about a 700. On the Maller scale, from the whole thing, I had the full like VIP package. Bob, I want to give you all the kudos there. I don't think people who listen realize you're like a made man. You're like the boss of Kansas City. I feel like I was hanging out. You're really the mayor of that town, and it was awesome because I am a night person, as you know. I do the overnight show. For me to get up as early as I got up, it has to be for a big event. And we got up. I saw the sunrise with you in that bus on our way to Arrowhead. And there was a line of cars out in front. It was just, I've never been in a tailgating. I've been tailgating a few times, nothing like that. You guys just do it different in Kansas City. And it was amazing. And how can you have a bad day when at 8 in the morning, you're drinking alcohol and eating barbecue, you know, chili, and burnt ends from the smokehouse? How exactly are you having a bad day, right? I mean, that was like the perfect weekend. We had the Maller Chicken Fingers on Saturday. They had a great turnout. People came from all over and hung out with us. And then on Sunday, the Chiefs game. And I haven't even gotten to the ending of the game, which was like that was like the crescendo. That was the cherry on top of the sundae. It was just a perfect day. And the cool thing is, you only get a few of those in life. You don't get that many perfect days and perfect weekends. But that was really a perfect weekend. And I want to thank everyone that came out. And it was great hanging out with you. It was great meeting Dusty for the first time, too, face-to-face. We talked down the line, but it was just awesome. Had a wonderful time, and hopefully we'll do it again sometime, but it was great.
And the game couldn't have been any better. I mean, I've never experienced anything like that with a game ending on a blocked field goal.
Yeah, and I want you to know, you listening, I was standing behind Bob, right? So Bob's in front of me, and I told you this off the air, Bob. It was like a religious experience, like you, because everyone just assumed the Broncos were obviously going to make the kick, right? I mean, that's a 99% made field goal from that distance. And your reaction, and everyone in the stadium, but I was focused on you because you were in front of me, and it was just great to see that. And I was looking at like Sean Payton and some of the Bronco guys because we were kind of on that side of Arrowhead, and it was wild. It was just bananas to have that happen. And I remember we talk every week, guys, and we're like, well, there's going to be a game the Chiefs don't play that well, and they're probably going to lose. And that was the game. Like, that was the game. They didn't play particularly great. They missed some opportunities on offense there. It was a close game. They should have lost the game. They won it. So now you've checked that box where you're like, well, that's a game they probably would have lost, but they found a way to win. And now we've got is this the regular season Super Bowl this weekend? Is that what they're calling it, the regular season Super Bowl in Buffalo? Yeah?
Pretty much, yeah. It's that way every year, even though Buffalo never seems to win when it really matters. But interesting take here, Ben, because it makes this sound biased in Kansas City, but I'm interested to know what you think about this, because I get it that Pittsburgh's getting a lot of hype right now, and they're like a really hot team, and they're actually pretty good. They're still left on the Kansas City Chiefs schedule. Per Ben Maller, if the Chiefs beat Buffalo this Sunday at 3:25 with the only game that is airing on CBS in the entire country, according to Bob Fesco, do the Chiefs go undefeated?
The only bump after this would be week 18. And that comes down to, does Andy Reid put the pedal to the metal, right? I don't see an obvious loss other than this. Like, this is obvious. I mean, everyone's saying the same thing, right? Which means we're probably all wrong. But just looking at the schedule, let's say you're perfect. You're 16-0 going into your 17th game in week 18. Would Andy Reid go for it? Would he play his guys? I think he would, but you guys know better than me. I think he would put his guys out there, knowing the history that would have to get that 17th win against the Broncos in week 18, and then go into the playoffs undefeated and the chance to do something the Patriots couldn't do because of all the comparisons. I think they would go for it. But if they don't, then obviously you could lose. If you have to play Carson Wentz against the Broncos, that's probably going to be a tough spot playing backup guys. So that would be the other one that's tough. And the Chargers, they got a good defense, so, you know, strange things can happen. But this is the obvious game, the Buffalo game. You get by that. I say they do run the table the rest of the way.
Well, and you look at it, Ben Maller, too. The Chiefs are an underdog. Patrick Mahomes is 11-3 as an underdog in his NFL career. I mean, if there's anybody you're going to bet on to be an underdog, I feel like all the money's going to be on Kansas City this weekend.
Yeah, it would appear that way. I haven't looked at the numbers yet. I mean, we'll do the TV show this weekend, and I'll look at some of that stuff. But Mahomes as an underdog has been great. The Chiefs, you feel like that was like half a loss last week. I'm imagining Andy Reid was like, you guys didn't play well. You should have lost the game, and, you know, and doing that whole thing, motivationally speaking. And plus, the other thing is I like to say when you do the gambling stuff is, like, if you are looking ahead, you don't play well, you better win the game you're looking ahead to. Like, the Chiefs, if they were caught looking ahead to Buffalo, well, okay, that's it. And go out there and beat the Bills and make a statement. I know that the Chiefs defense will be there. I know the special teams will be there. Like, who knows? I mean, the offense, they look great against Tampa Bay, and then the game I was able to attend with you guys, they didn't look so good. So, I mean, who knows what's going to happen on Sunday. That's why we watched the game. But I'm taking the Chiefs in the game for whatever that's worth. Maybe you all brainwashed me when I was in Kansas City, but I am taking the Chiefs.
When you look at the rest of the NFL and you get into the playoffs, have we lost? Maybe we, and I'm just saying we, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's everybody, but have we lost a little bit of juice for the Ravens? And if so, is it really just Kansas City, Buffalo, and then maybe Baltimore? Or is it still Baltimore should still be respected with this division?
Yeah, so first of all, I would say Baltimore's still in that mix, although they have some terrible losses. They lost to the Browns, and they lost to the Raiders. Like, that's just, like, you should show up and win those games no matter what. But they've had their two bad losses. But I don't take them seriously because of Lamar and the playoffs, the kryptonite, and the Ravens defense. Their pass defense has been one of the worst in the NFL. It was the worst as of a couple weeks ago in the NFL. But I would argue that the pundit community, which I'm part of, but I'm an outsider. I'm like on the edges, the outskirts of the pundit community. They still have Baltimore there because of Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. Lamar's right in that MVP race, which also, you think about the MVP race, you got Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and you say Mahomes has no chance. But if the Chiefs go undefeated, you know, he can work his way back into that despite all the interceptions. So that's wide open. But to answer your question, Dusty, I would say it is. Those are the big three. It's all lopsided in the AFC. And then in the NFC, it's like Detroit and nobody else. Like, there's nobody else really in the NFC other than the Lions that people take seriously. So you'd much rather be in the NFC than the AFC. But that said, you know, the Chiefs, if they win this game Sunday, they're likely going to have home field in the playoffs. They don't have to have the bye week. So they're still in really good position.
What about the game with Pittsburgh, though, and Baltimore this weekend? How is that going to go towards determining what everybody's talking about Monday? If Pittsburgh wins, are they the second best team in the AFC? If Baltimore wins, have they arrived back? Like, how are we looking at the outcome of that game on Sunday at noon?
Yeah, so if Baltimore wins, it's like, well, this is Lamar's gotten over the hump. You know, that's the one team in the division that Lamar's had problems with. He's got more interceptions than touchdowns against the Steelers. He's got a losing record against Pittsburgh head-to-head. So Tomlin has had his number. Whatever kind of nonsense Tomlin throws out defensively, he's able to confuse Lamar Jackson. So if Baltimore wins, it's like that's a big relief for Lamar. And then if Pittsburgh wins, it's like, well, same old Ravens. They can't win against a better team. And then the other thing is like Russell Wilson. How many good games does he have before we finally say, wait a minute here, he's found the pixie dust and he's back to being the guy that he was in Seattle. I'm not quite there yet. That pass he threw last week against Washington was amazing, that pass that he dropped. And he also able to call the play at the line to get those guys to jump off sides, which was awesome. It was a great play by Russell Wilson. So, yeah, those are the two games. Like, that's pretty much it. Those are the two to watch. But, obviously, you guys, it's all about the Chiefs and it's all about the Bills.
So, funny story over the weekend. Jerry Jones says the windows are a home field advantage. I don't know if I was in the garage too long with extracurricular activities, or if maybe I didn't hear something correctly because of how loud Arrowhead was over the weekend. Probably one of the dumbest things I've ever heard anybody say.
Yeah, well, I think the whole story is ridiculous. But I give Jerry credit because Jerry is the maestro. Rather than us talk about the fact the Cowboys lost a home game by 28 points to a division rival, the only thing people are talking about is the sun. So I asked the question. All right, the last 2 years, the Cowboys played 17 games at home. They were 16-1. So is the sun now a problem? And it wasn't. The whole thing like gets me. I'm trying to figure this all out. And the other thing that I read, the conspiracy theorists, I don't know if you saw this, Dusty and Bob, claim the reason the stadium was built the way it was is because Jerry Jones could not get the city of Arlington to get rid of a retirement community, and he didn't want the stadium to be facing that so people could see the retirement community from the stadium. And so it's just bizarro. The whole thing is craziness.
Who do you like tonight? We got the Eagles versus the Washington football team.
So I like Washington plus the points. Short week. This is a real test. Jaden Daniels, you know, didn't play that great last week. It's a short week. First short week. Philadelphia's been playing amazing. But divisional game, I'm going to take Washington and the points.
Ben, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the regular season Super Bowl on Sunday afternoon, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
Adios. That's Ben Maller, brought to you by The Landing in Liberty. And, the John Gruden's coming back news here in a second. Yep. But the whole senior citizen home thing.
Crazy.
I love stuff like this. Yeah. It's just so great. Where would you have put all those old people if you were to relocate their senior citizen home for a stadium, right?
Mm. Yeah, and probably another senior citizen building that's just...
Does Jerry build a brand new spanking facility for the seniors, you know, that comes with, all the bells and whistles? Or does he just say, sorry, I'm eminent domaining you and you're out?
Yes, you know the answer to that question.
Yeah, of course, you're eminent domaining. And like, I don't know, I'm glad he didn't do it, but...
Do you pay rent at a senior
you
citizen?
You do, yeah. It's very expensive, I think.
You think anybody's not paid their rent, and they've gone in the room, and they're just no longer alive?
Yeah, I'm sure a lot. Yeah, I'm sure that's happened a ton, right?
Catherine, you're late on your rent again.
Knock on the door. Catherine's dead.
She's,
how long has she been in here?
She's on the floor.
Tapioca's adding up outside. Speaking of senior citizens, my mom's birthday is today. 74 years young. So I just want to wish my mom a happy birthday. Love you, love you, love you. I hope you enjoy your birthday. And, 74 years, man.
Do you still buy people gifts for birthdays at that age?
I don't know.
As you were telling me yesterday, all you want is socks and toothbrush heads.
Yeah, that's it. Like the old toothbrush head for the electric toothbrush.
I legitimately
and a pair
asked
of socks.
My family for a Costco card.
That's a good gift.
I was like, all I want for Christmas is a Costco membership. My stepdad's like, we can do that.
All I want for Christmas is a Costco card. I think my mother would be very happy with a Costco gift card for her.
Hell yeah. I was like, 1 year free of payment.
My parents are 75 and 74, yet they go to Costco every day and buy 5 pounds of broccoli. For what reason? I don't know.
That's not true.
It's 100% of how big that bag is. Every day, we went to Costco again.
It's a gassy house.
What are you doing? Well, we needed broccoli. You bought that yesterday. Well, we needed more. For what?
Eat the broccoli.
What did you need all this broccoli for? Well, we like it.
I just feel like every time I hear stories of your parents, I think of the parents from Christmas Vacation. The blessing.
There's so many different parents. Seinfeld's parents. It's Everybody Loves Raymond's parents. Yeah. It's, the list goes on and on. But no, they're there every day at the college. Because what do you do when you're 74 and 75 years old? Well, let's get in the car and get gas. We just got it yesterday. Well, we can go get it again.
Yeah.
My mother also turned orange from eating too many carrots at one point.
My sister did that when she was a baby.
They call it keratosis, and I'm not kidding. Like, she ate too many carrots because she was trying to lose weight and turned orange. What do you have here? Like, what's going on? Why are you orange?
Google search, please.
I ate a lot of these carrots, those baby carrots, you know?
This is
Google
no.
search it.
100%. My mother's turned orange from eating carrots.
If Bob is right about, and he was, about kicking a volleyball, and he's right about the terminology of keratosis.
Keratosis makes your skin turn orange when you eat too many carrots, because it's got that orange dye in it. And my mother was eating Costco-sized bags of carrots every night.
There's just no way.
It's going to help me lose weight.
No, there was a couple of, I guess, minor breaking news announcements. One is the NFL Combine will continue to be in Indianapolis.
Does anybody care but Indianapolis about that?
Binkley.
Okay.
Binkley's
fair,
like,
point.
Yeah, tell you something here, Bob. the turf there, it gets some true numbers.
Okay.
Speaking of the Binkley voice that is very familiar with the other voice, let me tell you about this guy, man. John Gruden signed a deal with Barstool Sports.
So that's interesting. Now, I'm sure he can get out because there's a lot of talk that the Jets may be hiring him as their head coach. And well, a lot of want, I should say.
That's interesting
for the
with
Jets,
a Boston
right?
fanboy-ish.
But it's interesting that he signed a multi-year deal. If the rumors are true, like, the NFL is the biggest forgiving league in the world, right? I mean, we talked about it last week. We've had a lot of guys do a lot of bad things in the NFL.
Yeah, one's running for the Chiefs right now.
Exactly. Yeah. Leonard Little killed somebody, right? Mm. So you've got this situation where you've given everybody second and third chances in the NFL. Is John Gruden not allowed to get a second or third chance in the NFL?
I mean, what he did was extremely terrible, but again, I don't run the NFL, so like it doesn't matter what I think.
Right.
And I'm like you. I stopped giving a rip about what people think. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, am I saying that I'm advocating for John Gruden to get a second chance? Absolutely not.
I'm not either, but yeah. I think he will.
But it's going to happen.
Now, he talked a lot of smack on Roger Goodell, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Does Goodell say, hey, come on back in after you called me a heel, basically, for, you know, all these. So I don't know what the situation is, but you got to think with all of these jobs that are going to pop open, John Gruden's a proven coach in this league.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've seen coordinators come and go and fail and do all this kind of stuff. Like, if I'm running a team, yeah, I'm probably going to call John Gruden and see what the situation is. You owe it to yourself.
Yeah, I mean, like, look. I think there's only been one person that didn't get a second chance in the NFL, and that's probably Kaepernick, just because of, like, whatever happened with him. Like, he's always like, I'm here, I'm ready to play. It's like, no, dude, like, we're done. Like, your whole thing.
But he impacted the pocketbooks of NFL owners.
And
when you do that,
that's
a different ballgame.
That's the only situation I can think of.
Ray Rice never got a second chance.
Yeah.
Right. But other than that, everybody's gotten a second chance.
Didn't Joe Mixon hit a girl in, like, a McDonald's restaurant?
Oh, yeah,
like,
you saw the video in college. Yeah, he got a second chance. Yeah.
He's now been playing for, what, almost 10 years?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, look. The Jets are the Jets, right? They don't care. They'll go out and do whatever they can to win. I mean, they got their guy at quarterback, which we have a topic about that. By the way, later on today, we are burying Aaron Rodgers. We'll get to that a little bit later on or is that right now?
Yeah, we can do it right now, actually, got a couple minutes here. Let's do it now.
Okay. Because coming up in a little bit is Smash or Pass, and we'll get into this a little bit. But I texted Bob last night and said, Aaron Rodgers is no longer newsworthy. It's no longer worthy to talk, because he gives me advice. He's like, you shouldn't watch the news. You shouldn't, you know, take everything to heart on the text line. You got to stay off Twitter more often. And I take what Bob says to me with more than just a grain of salt. I take it with a big grain of salt. And I was like, you know what? I've been watching some news outlets and I've been watching some sports shows and they're not really talking about the Jets anymore. And I was like, that's probably because they suck and Aaron Rodgers isn't good. And then Colin Cowherd was talking to J-Mac and he was like, what are you doing talking about Aaron Rodgers? He's like, Aaron Rodgers is no longer relevant in the NFL. I'm like, he's actually really, really true and right about this, because why are we talking about Aaron Rodgers? And I said to you, I said, tomorrow we bury him. And you came up with an idea.
Yeah, and because I was actually thinking about it as I was picking up the kids. And I was like, this Aaron Rodgers thing is done. You know, like it's over. They're 3-7. I'm tired of people talking about.
Are you okay with that?
Oh, I'm fine with it.
Because I know you love to poo-poo on Aaron Rodgers, which is your bit. It's fine.
It's fine. Right? I think he's a douche. But anyway, I was kind of the same way with you yesterday. Mm-hmm. And so I was sitting there with the kids thinking about it. I'm like, yeah, this thing is over. They're 3-7, you know, and we're still trying to make a case for why the Jets could be. You've won 3 games. It's mid-November, for God's sakes. You're not going to the playoffs. And so I came up with a deal. Other than Aaron Rodgers dying or retiring, we can no longer mention him on this show. And if somebody does bring him up, we put $20 into the kitty, and then the three of us go drinking at the end of the month.
That's expensive. Left, right? Now, again, we will bring it up again because we will revamp this to remind you in the 9 o'clock hour. That does not count.
Right, does not count. You guys on the text line need to call us out if we do it.
But if, like, you know, Bob does his bottom feeders on Tuesday next week or Wednesday next week, and he's like, the Jets and Aaron Rodgers, boom,
$20. $20.
Okay.
And you can't, I like this. You can't be a Richard Mack and be like, yeah, that quarterback, what's his name for the Jets? And I'm like, Aaron Rodgers, boom, $20.
No, that doesn't count.
Because
that goes out of your pocket. That's out of your pocket if you try to set somebody up. Yeah,
yeah, I'll kick that volleyball all the way the hell out of here.
Give you keratosis if you keep
it's
it
not
up.
Not a thing, is it?
So it's not called keratosis, but it's called keratominium.
Okay.
So he's pretty close. He's it's right.
Keratominium.
Your skin can turn orange.
Oh, it's wild. So, yeah, Aaron Rodgers is no longer relevant on this show. You will no longer hear, because I see text, and I brought this up because I think it was yesterday.
But isn't relevant anymore. If his name was Roger Aronson, would we be talking about this guy? No, you're 3-7 football team.
And the reason I brought it up, because, like, Alex was giving Drew a lot of trouble about Cincinnati when they lost to the Chiefs. He's like, why are we talking about a 4-win team anymore? We're not. And I looked at it, I was like, why are we talking about Aaron Rodgers? The guy hasn't played any sort of good football in I can't remember when. The New England game, I guess. And they've won 3 games. I'm like, the Jets are irrelevant. Rodgers are irrelevant. Davante Adams is hurt again.
Hurt again, man.
So, I mean,
he changed the season around for them.
Oh, boy,
that was a good addition.
So I think it's dead and gone. Good riddance. You could play the Green Day song if you wanted to, or At the End of the Road by Boys to Men, however you want to do it. We no longer speak his name. He is Baltimore.
Yeah,
we no longer speak his name.
No,
and if you do,
his name,
you're fined.
And it's the interesting thing about it is, Dusty, I think, like, this was the week where a lot of, because I didn't see much from his McAfee interview make waves this week. Mm-hmm. I didn't see his press conference or anything like that. I did not see a lot from him this week. I think he finally became that dude, and I've used this analogy before. Mm-hmm. Maybe you were that guy or Mac was that guy. I definitely wasn't that guy because I moved away. But like that 18, 19, 20-year-old dude that's still hanging out in the high school parking lot buying cigarettes for the freshmen, that's Aaron Rodgers. Like, you're still hanging out and doing these things, and nobody really wants you around anymore. Mm-hmm. Go find your own life. Get the hell out of the high school parking lot and stop buying Salems for the kids. Mm.
Salem menthols. A little green box. After a few, it really hits the throat.
Yeah.
Coming up on the other side, we get to our Smash or Pass. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. You are listening to 96.5 The Fan, and it is your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Well, the text line's trying to enter $20 themselves. We can create a Venmo for this station if you'd like. We will not
I'd
say that name.
I want out of that.
What?
Because if you start Venmoing me money, you ain't going to see that ever again. Like, I'm not good with that kind
of
stuff.
Are you one of those guys, if you have cash, you'll spend it?
Everybody says that. My wife says that a lot. If I have cash, I'm going to spend it. I've started carrying, you know, some cash because I go to all these kids' events now. $2 here to get in, $2 for this. You know, so I have some cash on me, mm-hmm. usually at all times. Probably don't have any today. But I'm not. I mean, whether you put it on your card or you use cash, what's the difference?
It's not physically in my hand.
I mean, if somebody gives you a 20 spot now, mm-hmm. I would say this to my daughter who, you know, her first job at Twisted Sugar, got her first paycheck and went and immediately bought a pair of Uggs with it. Like,
good for her.
I mean, bought them on her own. I'll give her that, right? Now with the, you know.
Cell phone?
Oh, God, yes.
She pay her bill?
No.
Parents pay that?
Yeah.
No car yet?
Not yet, no.
So no bills.
No.
So you go buy Uggs. Man.
Right. Yeah. So she went and bought Uggs, right? I'm like, all right, fine, whatever. But like, just because you have the money doesn't mean, like, so if I gave you $20, are you immediately going to run the QT and just spend it all on roller dogs or something?
Yes.
Okay. I'll take 20 roller dogs,
no,
please.
In all honesty, I'd probably just put it in my gas tank. Or I would, I don't know. I mean, probably would go buy like breakfast or lunch. I mean, I have a one protein
bar. Those are great, by the way.
This one is Fruit Loops.
I haven't had the Fruit Loops
cereal.
So I don't need these around. Cake. Have you had the Reese's peanut butter one?
Toe? Smash?
Smash.
I would. I mean, these actually work. And this is sponsored by one protein bar. 20 grams of protein, 1 gram of sugar.
Yeah.
They get me by, but yeah, if you gave me $20, man, I'd probably stop at this Abelardo's and get a breakfast burrito.
Okay.
They're just outstanding.
So you'd actually, just because you had the money, you'd actually go find something to spend it on?
I can't have cash. I mean, I openly admit, if I have cash, I will spend it. Okay. Like 100%. Like, I get our paycheck every 2 weeks.
the first thing I do is go look at my Amazon cart. I'm like, do I need this? No.
No.
Do I need to go to Summit Crossing and look for a new pair of joggers? No.
No.
So I've been starting to save and budget because obviously the holiday season's coming up and I got two new people I got to get Christmas gifts
for.
No,
do not buy me a gift. I do not want a gift.
Oh, stop it.
Don't do that.
You're getting a Christmas gift from Santa Likens.
There's a great gift I got Ralph at Hy-Vee the other day, and I'm not going to tell you what it is because I'm thinking about buying it for both of you guys.
No, no, don't get his gift.
Don't do
that. But it's not like a real gift. I mean, it is, but it's nice, and I don't think you'll use it. Let's just put it that way. But you'll love it, but I don't know that you would use it.
Okay. I'm going to get you all a flashlight. You thought I was going to go somewhere else. Let's get into Smash or Pass.
I think Spanky got us that one year.
A flashlight? Oh. It's a Mac light, Bob. You can knock somebody in the head if they break into your house. You can also see a mile away with this thing. I tell you what. Smash
that
or
was
Pass.
Gruden.
Yeah, it's so Gruden. Binkley and Gruden are kind of the same.
They're very similar.
How long do you think Binkley and Gruden could stay locked in a room talking football?
I think Gruden would have to tap out.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
He'd be like, dude, oh my gosh, I got to get out of here. He's like, hey, tell you something about Mahomes. He'd be like, who's talking?
but how long, like days? Like people just slip food under the door or something?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think they would. I mean, honestly, if you were to be like, hey, you could have a lifetime of beer, lifetime of chew, or 5 hours just to talk football, Gruden, Binkley would, without even blinking, would be like Gruden.
Let me ask you this. There are two rooms, okay? Door number A and door letter B. Number A and number two.
Number or letter.
Whatever. And you take Binkley behind door number one, or A, is the woman of your dreams.
He's already had that twice.
Okay?
Yeah.
Behind door number two is John Gruden.
Oh.
Where do you think he's going? To the woman of his dreams or John Gruden?
So Paige Spiranek is behind door A. John Gruden's behind door B. He doesn't even go towards the doormat on A.
No, not even close, right? Not even close. He's in there with Gruden, and he's talking about
it. I may never get this chance again, Bob. I'm going to go with Gruden. Yeah. Like, you may never get Paige Spiranek behind the door.
Doesn't matter. It's Gruden, and they're breaking down
there's
film.
There's another Paige Spiranek up north in Platte County. I've seen him all the time. Smash or pass? What are we doing here? This looks disgusting.
I think this is absolutely gross for a number of reasons.
I didn't know it was food when I saw the picture. Mac, please let the people know what we're looking at for Smash or Pass this week.
I'm still trying to get it to load. Okay. Oh my gosh, this is these are chocolate-covered pickles.
Right, available at Walmart. Now, there are two things about this. These look disgusting.
Free shipping arrives so November 12th, yesterday.
Right, yesterday. They would have been here. But it costs $70. I didn't know anything at Walmart cost $70.
$70?
Yeah, TVs. What are the size of these pickles?
They look like little gherkins.
Like, are they the ones that, is that what they're called? They're like on charcuterie boards?
Mm-hmm.
And they're
a little bit bigger than the gherkin. It's like a cross between the pickle and the gherkin. Like, if you took like a, what do they call them? Like mini cucumbers. I think you've seen them in the store, you pickle those.
I mean, they're girthy.
They are.
Absolutely.
But I mean, what do we think about this? Vinegar and chocolate?
I am 1,000% out on
this
one.
You're passing on this?
Oh, God. Not even close.
I would take a bite.
It probably tastes delicious,
right? Because that's what I'm afraid of. Like, I'd take a bite of this because, like, I mean, I love pickles. Love pickles. Love pickle juice.
Great hydration.
I once did to pass a drug test. I drank a whole entire jar of pickle juice. Too diluted.
Oh.
That's what I was told. Come back tomorrow.
I heard cranberry's the way to go, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But love pickles. I'm not a huge chocolate guy. I'm just not really big into it. But man, I bet this is good.
I'd give it a shot.
I'd smash.
You take a bite of this?
Yeah, I'm giving a bite.
I mean, I don't know.
Chocolate covered pickle?
You don't like chocolate covered pretzels, though.
That's salty.
I know, but so are pickles.
Kind of pickles are too.
Pickles are very salty.
But there's a vinegar in there. It's a little vinegar.
I just wish they were fully covered.
Oh, I'm contradicting as hell with my sweet and salty stuff. I like fries and ketchup, right? That's sweet and salty. Consider, I like pineapple on pizza.
Oh, God.
That's sweet.
You are
salty.
The devil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a terrible combo. I just wish these pickles were fully covered. I don't know why we're getting circumcised pickle with the chocolate.
There is a little tip at the end. Is that what you're supposed to hold it with? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I would have held it from the other side,
Me too.
But I think if it's not like that, you don't know what it is. It looks like a turd.
That's true. If it wasn't for that, I would not.
If somebody presented that to you on a platter, it looks like somebody's giving you turds.
No, Max, right. It is a circumcision dessert.
No, it is. It is.
Ugh. Looks awful.
I wish the text line you could send pictures, because that's what this is. I mean, you can go to Carrie Steele, is her name on Twitter, who tweeted this. chocolate-covered pickles at Walmart, $70. Is that all you're getting, is 8 or 9 of them for 70 bucks? Those have got to be bigger pickles than we think.
And I got to be getting like 20.
Have you ever gotten the pickle chips at Quick Trip? And like the little bag? They actually have them in our company kitchen,
but I don't trust food in that thing. Yeah.
Maybe if they were, what if they were like pickle chips and chocolate? Like a chocolate-covered pretzel.
I see what you're saying. You know? I don't think the texture of the chip would hold the chocolate like the full pickle.
From the text line, pickles are my favorite food. My aunt made chocolate-covered pickles for me for Christmas, and it was the worst thing I've ever tasted in my life.
Okay, there you go. It doesn't say how many come in the box.
Got to be at least 12. You're spending 70 bones. Somebody says a circumcised pickle has been clock managed. You're not going to get me again, I'll tell you that. I've learned. I think I'm passing on this. I saw one the other day for a Smasher
Pass. Oh, it's 5 pounds.
Oh, my God. Jeez. Those are big pickles, then, I guarantee you.
But how many?
I mean, what do you think a pickle weighs? 16 ounces in a pound?
Yeah, I'm going to guess if it's one of these.
5 ounces?
Yeah.
So that's what, 2.5 pickles? And you're getting 5 pounds? So you're getting like 15 pickles? Dipped in chocolate? Looking like they've been snipped?
I don't know if these things are moving off the shelf or not, though.
Somebody says, let's be honest, you do not wish you could receive pictures through the text line. No, I do. Yesterday was Sadie Hawkins Day. Girl, shoot your shot. They said, is it milk chocolate or dark chocolate? It's like white chocolate and milk chocolate.
Yeah, white chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate's all kind of like drizzled on there.
I saw a food item the other day. They're making Reese's peanut butter cinnamon rolls.
Oh, smash.
I think any cinnamon roll is worthy of smashing.
Yeah, combined with the best, what we already kind of came to consensus as was the best chocolate.
You think cinnamon rolls are a breakfast or a dessert?
They're any time.
Really?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
I mean, I never want one at lunch.
Like Stroud's, eat your fried chicken, get a cinnamon roll.
Yeah.
I feel like it's more of a dessert. Like the older you get, like dessert, like cereal is dessert the older you get. Or if you live in Missouri.
I think cinnamon rolls an anytime thing. You could have that for breakfast. You could have that for a dessert.
You can also have French toast and bacon strips for breakfast.
You could. Yeah.
I got a pickle. I got a pickle. That's your little Rascals quote. Coming up on the other side, some people might disagree, but baseball's back, and I'll explain why and what its superstars are doing for the sport, because one lives in this town for you and your Royals. That's Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey. This is 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your...
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Station. On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5, The Fan.
Well, week 11 is here, and we've got...
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.